Good morning, welcome to day five of the support truck for Graham Liver's big bike ride for BBC Children in Need. BBC Radio Lancashire's Graham Liver, forgoing the comfort of his studio and his regular coffee and so on, and instead pedalling 500 miles from the Eiffel Tower to Blackpool Tower. Gary Scott and Mick Cowgill in the support van following the lads. And the good news is that we've left the hotel and we're on our way out to Coventry, Mick.
I like how you said the good news is we've left the hotel. That's probably a bonus, I tell you, this morning. You think this support driving's easy. Trust me, some of the hotels. But yeah, no, today's going to be a good day. It's not as good as weather as yesterday. But again, it's fine. It's been raining quite heavily overnight, but it's fine. It's mild. But what I have noticed with the guys, we're 4 days in, things normally on the fourth 4 days, I would have expected last night everybody to be happy and the limbs moving a bit better and that. But I do honestly think, and I was thinking about this over breakfast, I think it's gone a bit into the mentality of it now. They're all aching. John's got his problem with his thigh, with his foot. Graham's got these continuing problems with his digestion. And now Mark's got a niggle with his shoulder. And it's becoming a mental battle now, and that's going to be hard. And we've just missed a turn-off. But that's nothing new for me and Gaz. We do this all the time.
That's all right. We've seen a lot of the country that we won the scene. Yeah, interesting, that Mike Sandermas from Pennine Events, the guy route planning and coaching the boys, our professional cyclist, he's actually picked up a bit of a niggle, a bit of an injury as well. How will that affect us?
I think that will affect us. If he can ride it out early, then not a problem. But because he is, and again, and I don't want to embarrass him, because he's a finely tuned athlete, 100%, you get a niggle like that, and then I think normally he'd probably rest it for 24 hours. But because he's got to keep going for the Children in Need, then he's going to obviously keep going. And that may aggravate it. It'll be interesting. I'll be interesting to see how that develops, to be fair.
Absolutely. So it's 5 to 10 now. You can follow what should be an interesting day. Day 5 of the BBC Children in Need big bike ride. Graham Liver's epic trek from the Eiffel Tower to Blackpool Tower. Follow us all day, of course, on our Facebook page. Go to bbc.co.uk/Lancashire and click on Pudsey and you'll find all the details there, including, please, 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 how to give. There's various methods. You can support Graham Liver's big bike ride. You can text, you can write a cheque. We want your money. We don't care how it gets to us. You can give it to us. All the details, terms and conditions are at bbc.co.uk/Lancashire. Thank you so much for the lovely comments. They're really keeping Graham, John and Mark going on this long ride. And thank you so much for the amazing totals so far. Listen to BBC Radio Lancashire all day for updates. And we'll see you soon.